A Jewish Journal article. Hamas praises killing of Holocaust survivor. Hamas praised the killing of a 91-year-old Holocaust survivor who died on the morning of February 6 after succumbing to wounds suffered during the May 2021 conflict. Naomi Perlman had shrapnel caught in her leg after a Hamas rocket hit her Ashkelon home during the conflict, Jewish Telegraphic Agency reported. Since then, she had various hospital stints before dying from the shrapnel wounds in a nursing home. Her caretaker, Samia Sutash, was killed in the rocket strike. Joe Truzman, research analyst for the Foundation of Defense Democracies, FDD, and writer for the FDD's Long War Journal, tweeted out a statement from Hamas in Arabic, lauding Perlman's death. The statement referred to Perlman as a Zionist usurper, and then said it was noteworthy that the Al-Qassam Brigades, the military wing of Hamas, announced they had launched the rockets that day Perlman's home was hit in May. It's noteworthy to say, given this statement and many others like it in the past, Hamas, including many other Palestinian factions who have self-described political military wings, are nothing more than jihadist organizations attempting to masquerade as a legitimate government, Truzman wrote in a subsequent tweet. Jewish groups issued statements mourning Perlman. Naomi Perlman survived the Holocaust, American Jewish Committee CEO David Harris tweeted. She survived post-war anti-Semitism in her native Poland. But she didn't survive missile strikes from Hamas-ruled Gaza against Israel. She died after being wounded, in May, in an attack on her Ashkelon home. Grief. Condolences. Outrage. Stand with us, tweeted. We stand with Naomi's family and loved ones during this difficult time. May her memory forever be a blessing.